But in Lincoln Park, the police moved in force and under circumstances requiring some explanation.
Some of the demonstrators ran back into the park with a few sticks. The police are now moving across in a rank, shooting tear gas. Some of the kids are ripping off leaves. They're holding their faces. You can see the tear gas in the air. They have large fire trucks with lights. The gas is around. My eyes are beginning to burn a little bit. I'm going to walk over. The police are walking forward with rifles and clubs out. They are moving over with gas masks. The area is completely lighted up. There's trucks with multiple lights on it. They have shot off tear gas. As I mentioned earlier, Allen Ginsberg and John Lundy came around at my feet just now, it seems, was a tear gas or some kind of instrument. There's now a line of police in helmets. The light truck has been brought forward. There are a few brave photographers and others in the middle. I am now in line between the demonstrators on one side. I'm going to get out of the way a little bit as a few of the demonstrators are throwing rocks, etc. I had to quickly retreat as someone began to throw a few cans. I want to get close enough so they can see that it's Pacifica radio here and not police radio. You can begin to now feel the gas. They're moving back slowly. I don't know where we are in the park. There are no street signs. The truck is now spraying. The truck is spraying a gas. The kids are now moving back into the street, and for the first time, this reporter can feel whatsoever it is that's there. They're fighting and pushing and shoving. I'm trying to get far enough back so I can see what's happening, but it's almost impossible to be able to give you a report as my eyes begin to burn. Bill Watson here, and I'm going to have to...
Pacifica reporter Bill Watson, inside Lincoln Park, Chicago, 1968, taken from Elsa Knight Thompson's award-winning documentary, A Night in Chicago.